You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
that's the second longest
episode 21 of Kyle.
Knockouts and Three Cones, ladies and gentlemen.
How come I don't get to say it on? It's our thing.
Oh, yeah, it is, that is weird. You never include anybody else in that shit.
Like, I guess before Thunder.
I'm a founding fucking member, like, so I don't get a chance to say it. I don't get a chance.
He said,
to
"Kyle, you were supposed to say it."
I want to say it's Tony Thunder.
Are we going to do this?
Say which Kyle?
Cheap plug.
Say which Kyle?
Are we going to do this on the air right now? Are we going to air these grievances out right now?
All right.
Not even Festivus.
It's not Festivus.
And speaking of the
Festivus
plug,
is going down.
Speaking of that, be on the lookout.
Uh oh.
Cheap pop.
Let's go ahead and do these intros real quick because we got a special guest in the studio. I'll start because I want Tony Thunder to do his intro and then introduce our guest. So hit me up on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. And hit up the All Sake No Sizzle Instagram. If you're looking for a car, check out SouthfieldQualityCars.com. Where you go in to buy your car, use the reference number 19309.
What is that number again?
19309.
Producer Randy, what's the number?
19309.
All right.
Mr. Campbell.
We gotta use my government name and everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr.
Pepper Kyle.
Looking at my hair, it's salt and pepper Kyle. But anyway, everybody can find me. I'm
you
Kyle.
You said it, not me.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Team Chaos. That's TEAMKAYOS. Instagram and Twitter. On Facebook, Kyle J. Campbell. And I just don't tweet. So, I mean, if you tweet me, I'll tweet you back. But, I mean.
You know who else don't tweet? Oh, wait. Okay.
Mr. Collis.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit NOKOUT, and find me on Facebook at Kyle Collison, KYLECOLLISON.
Mr. Thunder.
Hey, yo. Let's go back. Yeah, we should. But let's go back to who else don't tweet. You know who don't tweet?
Who's that?
At Tony Thunder. Fuck you. I want my motherfucking name. this is going to need a disclaimer.
When we find him, I got the sack full of nickels. You just put the bag over his head. Man,
let me tell you. He ain't got no followers.
Bad as it.
He ain't following nobody. He ain't never tweeted.
So his Instagram is still the egg?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
No, I think he got a picture.
Oh, that's
I'm going to hunt him down. But I'm Tony Thunder everywhere. You can find me at Tony Thunder. Well, not at Tony Thunder on Twitter, apparently. It's the Tony Thunder on Twitter. Everywhere else, I'm Tony Thunder.
You're wrong, sir. You're Tony underscore Thunder on Instagram.
Ooh.
Oh, shots fired. Ooh. All right.
Voice of God.
I'm going to change that so I can be right. So by the time y'all hear this on SoundCloud, it'll be at Tony Thunder on Instagram.
Well, if
we can't change it on Instagram, can I?
If you want to find all of our social media, you can go to our new website, KO3Cpod.com.
Oh, shit. We got the website. Shout out to Producer Randy.
That's how I knew your Instagram handle was wrong. Because I was trying to add you on Instagram so I could put it on the website.
And it was fucked up. All right.
All right, Mr. Thunder, why don't you go ahead and introduce our guest, sir?
Oh, we got a guest in the house. Hey. You know him. You know him from Pauly Shore is Dead.
What? He is?
Yeah. Oh, you know him from Pauly Shore is Dead. He is comedian Spanky. Hey, yay.
I like how he only said one credit.
I was like, Wildin' Out.
That was
what,
03 or 04?
Oh,
like, just
God.
Nothing
in
the last,
I was,
like, 15
years. Like, he did Wildin' Out, Pete Diddy's comedy joint, school dance. All kinds of stuff.
He was Gorgeous Blood.
Gorgeous Blood.
Yeah. The man of many.
He was in Black Panther for a second, too.
Yeah, for 3 seconds.
Blanking, you'll miss.
I just pointed, Luke, and that was it.
But go ahead and throw your social media out there for the people and anything you got going on coming up anytime soon, man.
Well, you can follow me at Instagram, Spanky Hayes, SpankyHayes. I generally don't like followers.
Mic for you one time.
So, you know, if you follow me, I might shoot your ass.
Oh, shit. Don't follow
him. So like I'm not into followers. Track. Don't follow me home or no shit like that. Just keep it on the Instagram. You know what I mean?
You got any shows coming up anytime soon, man? Anything?
Oh, man.
Anything we can pay to see?
Nothing in Detroit because I don't fuck with Detroit like that.
Oh shit! So,
oh damn, man, shots. Damn! I'm
and sorry. We just lost half our feet.
Thank y'all for coming out. God bless you. Good night.
Show's over.
Good show, guys.
Show's over.
Good show.
No, oh, no,
you
no.
From I'm from Detroit, right?
Yeah, I'm from Detroit, but you know, I've been in L.A. for so long. You know, I just feel like an L.A. nigga now.
You
know,
where you from in Detroit, man? What's your what hood you from?
What's your
hood? From Bright Mo.
He from Bright Mo, the dirty Mo.
I'm from Bright Mo.
When last time you been to the Mo, man?
I just ran through that motherfucker the other day because I didn't want to walk through that. So I was trying to show somebody where I was from. My house is, you know, the fucking house moved.
It's not there no more. Everybody moved from Bright Mo. The
I
house
said,
moved?
God damn. The house ain't even here no more. So, you know, Bright Mo is not bright anymore.
I don't think
dark.
It ever was.
Dark.
I don't think it was ever. Yeah, you're right.
Don't be caught around Dark Mo.
Dirty Mo.
Bright Mo after dark. That's like a BET special.
Yeah. Man, every episode you get robbed.
We're all thriller monsters.
What so, you
quick question, man. Like, so how do you two guys know each other, man?
Oh, this guy, this creep right here is my cousin.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
We go back like four flats on the Cadillac. We go back like tall tees and Nietzsche jeans.
Oh, damn. That's
a new one.
Damn, dated. Damn, that made me feel old.
Oh, yeah, see, you ain't bullshit.
I remember going to
you look like the type that wear tall tees.
Hey, we all wore tall tees, damn it. We went to that beauty supply.
I'm too short.
That,
I'm too short. Iceberg
jeans. Let me get that 7X right there. No, the one underneath it. Thank you.
Hey, I'm too tall. Too short to wear tall, you know, big tees. So
hey, man, fuck all y'all because I can never find no damn t-shirts because y'all was buying all the motherfuckers.
That's an undershirt. To your ass.
I'm gonna bring back Iceberg, man. I'm gonna get some Iceberg jeans.
They got Iceberg out right now.
For real?
I'm bringing back a.
You'll get a Bugs Bunny shirt, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ooh. With him with a gun in his hand and some gold grills, you know,
airbrushed. Gotta be airbrushed.
I'm gonna fuck with FUBU.
Platinum FUBU or FUBU?
Ain't it the same?
Nah, Platinum FUBU had all the characters, man. That's like we had the Muhammad Ali. Yeah.
All of that shit was some bullshit.
I'm going to get some BooFu. Buy us, fuck you.
BooFu. BooFu, bitch.
Hey, but you say you got some shows coming up, man? Where you? I know you fresh off the Wild 'N Out tour, right?
Yeah, I'm doing the Wild 'N Out tour, man. Right now we're selling out like 40,000 seaters. The shit is crazy, you know what I'm saying? I mean, my dick sucked by beautiful women. I'm just nice.
The thoughts and views of Mr. Spanky Hazen, those of Spanky Hazen, not necessarily those of Podcast Detroit, and knockouts and three counts.
Hey, Collison, are we on one rail or did we just
Motherfucker was off the rails before we went live.
Yeah, y'all should have heard the shit he was saying before we got on the air.
You ain't lying. So, you know, yeah, just that. Then I'm on the Cat Williams tour right now.
Okay.
You know.
Who's the tallest person
two.
In between in that tour?
Between you and Cat?
Well, so there's more people than that. It's Red Grant. It's Mark Curry.
Hang on, Mr. Cooper.
Yeah.
For those of y'all that are too young.
Yeah. If you don't know what hanging with Mr. Cooper is.
Now that I'm a Warriors fan from back when he was on the Warriors.
There you go.
Malik Silly.
There you go. Speaking of Warriors, champions again.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes, sir.
That's not I'm not
yes, putting, sir. Yes, sir. No one can beat them.
I lost money on the right damn now. Patriots, so I'm going to keep my mouth
well,
shut.
Well, you should have lost money on the Patriots.
That was bullshit.
Bullshit, man. Yeah, don't do that to me.
If anybody wants to hear my thoughts on that, listen to the All-Stake No Sizzle preview on the Super Bowl. That
yes, sir.
That's my thing about the Super Bowl is once he didn't make the catch, I knew they was going to lose. Tom Brady, you should have made the fucking catch, man.
It was right there, man.
Even up until the last 2 minutes, you kind of thought they were going to come back.
I thought
because I'm like,
well, you could never count out Brady, bro.
After last year,
time you could.
Shit, that was.
I mean, you know, Brady's been great for years, man. But you know, everybody get old. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
So you know, he's getting old, man.
His decline. His decline's gonna be better.
How many years you think?
His butt looks saggy in the uniform. That's how I know he old. And no homo or nothing. I ain't looking at his ass. I'm just saying his butt looks saggy. He don't look like Bruce Wayne no more. He used to look like Bruce Wayne.
It is.
He don't look like Bruce Wayne no more.
Yeah, like when it was cropped like right here, like 08, 09.
He looked like Bruce Wayne when all his lights was getting turned out. What movie was that? With Bane. First I'm going to destroy you, and then... That's my dog, Bane, right now. Bane will tell you everything he's going to do.
I don't
first,
need to beat
I'm
your
going
ass.
To
I'm just
fuck
taking money.
Your girl, and then I'm going to shoot your house up.
Look, this is Knockout.
Tell you everything he's going to do.
This is Knockouts in 3 counts. Now, you know, we usually talk about pro wrestling, MMA. Okay. And a lot of people wonder, you know, how you would fit into this. You know, most people don't know that. You know, you didn't been trained in MMA, right?
Man, I've been training MMA for 8 years. That's just a simple commercial saying that I will fuck any regular dude up, though.
What's your arts, man? What you done study?
Man, a little bit of everything, man. A little bit of everything, bro.
Where did you train
at? It would take all day to go through this. A lot of training, you might laugh at me, but I used to have my sensei come to my house and train me at my house. Okay. I got some shit on YouTube, not YouTube, but Instagram, showing me train and shit, fucking niggas up.
So is that like he just hides in the house and jumps out and tries to surprise him?
No, I'll probably shoot that motherfucker. And he stutters too, so he good. He'd be like, put your hand up. He'll fuck somebody up, boy. Dang. But no, I've been doing, and then I used to stay next door to Rampage Jackson, and that's how I started.
Okay.
So, you know, he'd be like, boy, you would bring your black ass up, because there wasn't no other black people but me. Him. That's it. You got to come, nigga. He was like my daddy, uncle, friend.
The one at the barbecue with the tango on.
Right. Like this guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now, anybody else in UFC that you didn't ran into or like hung out with and kicked it with?
Man, Nick Diaz is my homeboy. We Diaz brothers all together. Yeah, both of the brothers
smoke weed together.
We smoke weed together, man. Great thing. You know, what's my man name? Tito Ortiz. Ortiz. His baby mama lived right around the block from me.
Which one?
So the first one, the blind girl. So you know what I'm saying? So I run into them dudes all the time. What made me want to get into it? Because I moved to Huntington Beach, where it's like I said earlier, no black people. So not only was it no black people, you see a whole bunch of buff, corn-fed white boys jogging, staring at your ass all the time. Like, nigga, I'll beat your ass. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to join these guys. I'm in the KKK community, too. Shit.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Hey,
where the hood is that?
I got a brown outfit when we were the KKK. But,
you know. You got a brown Grand Wizard outfit?
Yeah, I'm the Grand Wizard.
Looking like a Jedi and shit.
I am a Jedi.
He is a Jedi.
Crazy you say that.
You tell you've been, you know, trained in MMA for 8 years. You know, you got into a Rampage. Is there anybody in the game that you want to get your hands on? Anybody you want to touch up?
I will fuck Mike Epps. Are y'all taking this? I will fuck you up, Mike Epps.
Come on, Mike. I want to see that shit.
Kevin Hart, I've been dying to beat your ass again.
Oh, damn.
Wait, again?
Devin, yes.
Start writing this shit down so we can make money off it.
Little Duval.
Really?
My nigga, I will fuck your world up.
What about,
is there any reason you want to go?
His last name starts with the God?
Charlemagne
the God.
He runs from me. He gave me the donkey of the day one time. And I went up to the station to try to clear my name, and they wouldn't let me in. So I just start throwing shit all over the town. I'm a crazy motherfucker. I'm from Detroit.
I'm from Brightmoor.
Went to Redford High School, and now my high school is Myers.
It's a Myers now.
Yeah. I graduated from aisle 7. Yes. I used to skip in aisle 6.
Me too. I was in the produce. My man was in produce.
Is there any particular reason you want to put your hands on Mike, man?
Well, you know, Mike Epps is just a bitch, and he's been that way for a long time.
That's something
I can respect
and,
that.
You know, he blocks people. So, you know, I want to put a block in his.
I think he blocked me on Twitter. Fuck you, Mike Epps.
Yeah,
come say something.
Fuck you, Mike.
Fuck you, Day Day. You bitch. You'll never be Chris Tucker.
Here come book him.
45 or 35. Fuck you.
Okay, so I want to go back to this Charlemagne thing, man.
Please do.
So Charlemagne, he has a reputation of rubbing people the wrong way, man.
Being a bitch.
Oh yeah.
So.
He also has a reputation of going to your city, hiding behind motherfuckers so you don't see him either.
Didn't
so
he hide by Trick Trick when he came here?
Yeah, he always hides.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He always hides. He's a bitch.
Well, that answers my question.
I'm going to tie his ass up and tattoo that black mark that used to be on his face that he got. That's how you know you a bitch. You bleach your skin, you black motherfucker. You ain't from Wakanda. You not from Wakanda, motherfucker. You from the Caucasus Mountains.
Wakanda forever.
Oh, my God.
Wakanda versus everybody.
Straight up.
All right, well, okay. So the question I had was, he just recently gave Monique donkey of the day.
And she went in on his ass.
He didn't give me the opportunity to do that. And that's why I don't like him. But Monique went crazy on him, though.
Well, let's go back to your situation. So if he had let you come on the show and, you know, talk about the situation, would this be, like, all good at that point, or is just...
I probably would have smacked him, bro. I probably would have, you know, I really use this UFC shit I learned. I really do use it. Like, if, you know, and if I know you don't have no training, I could really fuck you up, I do it. Fuck it.
Okay.
I beat people up. That's what I'm known. I'm known for being funny, and that nigga might beat you up. Like, you don't know what Spanky is coming
And the funny thing with what you just said, I'm the one out of us that Tony's got the wrestling thing. I could bring the MMA side to it.
There you go.
So the funny,
you waiting on it? Yeah,
I knew it was coming.
Chayam.
Cheers. Chayam.
Chayam.
What I was saying is it's funny, man. You get these dudes that try to act tough in the street, dude, but it's like they don't understand. Even if you ain't like a UFC caliber guy, you get a dude who knows a little bit of what they're doing against just Joe Blow on the street.
Yeah.
That shit does not go good.
Yeah, never. Like any type of training in anything.
And let me tell you something, drug dealers. I'll beat your ass. I specialize in uncles and drug dealers. I'll beat any uncle ass and drug dealer. You ain't shit to me, drug dealer. Migo.
It's funny because they all want to throw hands. They nine times out of ten can't throw hands. And if you take them down to the ground, people fucking panic.
They'll faint. So, yeah, I like this show. We get to talk tough here. I'm gonna beat the shit out of my dog when I get home.
All right, so real quick.
Hold on one second. Before we go forward, let's back up a little bit about, you know.
That's why you buy dogs, so you can beat them up.
And wear a Michael Vick jersey, just say it.
Why you kill my dog, Michael Vick?
The thoughts and views of Spanky Hayes are those of Spanky Hayes. Those are, I guess,
can we get it then?
He killing me today on my own shit.
Hey, I've seen what Peter do to people, man. I don't want that smoke, dog.
Well, I think we found a new bumper.
Going back to the Charlamagne thing, man.
Charlamagne, bitch ass again.
The reason he gave you donkey today, is there anything you want to clear up about that? Or is that what it is? Or?
Well, here it is, folks. I call Tyrese a fag, one, because I believe he is a fag. Two, because I just don't give a fuck. You're a fag.
Hey, my baby. What more do you want from me?
Looking ass nigga. Fuck you. So, fuck you, Tyrese, because 2 years ago, 3 years ago, he said, yeah, I'll end your career and I'll do this. And then look at him now. I started all of this. I want y'all to understand something. I'm the whistleblower. I'm the first one to say, y'all niggas is gay. And then look all the people that came out. All the, what's the name? Walsteins and all Dallas of these Spacey. Dudes, man. I started that shit, Spacey, bro. Yeah. Do I get any credit for that? No.
So you were saying, like, you were, like, the one before.
I said it first. But I ain't get no credit. Everybody tried to dog me and X me out. And that's all right. I got rich friends. Nick Cannon gave me, like, $500,000 for that shit just to say,
Shut up, Nick Cannon.
Going to work for a minute, so here's some money.
I ain't going to lie, man.
I said, great.
That show honestly doesn't get enough credit because that kind of took it from, like, a living color to give black comedians a voice.
Oh, yeah.
Because Wildin' Out, especially like the first like 2-3 seasons, that was appointment viewing.
Oh my
god! I knew the hell I was. It was like Thursday at 8.
Yeah,
I was watching the hell out of it.
Dude, I was on the show and I was watching the shit. Like I wasn't even on it.
I was, and you know I was, and that's the thing. The when he had you like Kat,
Kevin.
Run through some of the alumni of Wildin' Out, man.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart, you got D. Ray Davis. Yep. You got the other light skinned nigga I was thinking about, Jeffrey the Giraffe.
Jeffrey the Giraffe. From Toys R Us, Jeffrey the Giraffe. Bro, hold on.
Right. A.P.I. Crockett.
Yeah.
Good friend of mine.
Mikey Day.
I love Mikey Day.
Right now, Mikey, SNL, man.
Hey, if Mikey Day was a woman, I would have already had her pregnant. I love Mikey Day.
Hey, yo, Nick.
I love Mikey Day, man.
Hey, yo, Nick.
Hey, yo, Spanky. That nigga's cold, man. Mikey Day is the shit. Like Tony was saying, he's the head writer of SNL now.
It shows now.
So, you know.
It does.
You know, it didn't click to me until like maybe a month ago that was the same guy.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, because like, I'm watching, I'm like, I've seen this dude from somewhere, man. Like, I can't figure it out. I'm like, oh my God, this dude's wilding out, man.
He was
man.
Funny as shit.
Mikey Day is my man, bro. Like, the industry trying to keep us apart, man, because, you know, we wrote like 8 movies together. Like, this is like my boy.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when he was going through his downfall and coming back up, I was there for him. He did the same for me. So that's my man, man.
Bring Mikey on the show. Bring Mikey
on the show. I'll try, man, but he's like a rich, white, Jewish guy now. And he wasn't even Jewish at first, but now he's Jewish.
Bring him here. We'll take him to Hamtramck. He'll be okay.
Okay.
We'll take him to Hamtramck and Dearborn. Right. He will be okay.
What part of Hamtramck?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
What part of Hamtramck?
Not going in Kniff.
Not off Kniff.
Not that area.
Not that part.
Yeah.
You know, off of Holbrook.
Yeah, why is it hot in this motherfucker?
I'm about to say, it's a little warm.
Well, we all got, a lot of us have hoodies on.
And a lot of us are drinking podcast juice.
Right.
It's a tad bit warm. It's a tad bit.
It's a little warm. Wakanda warm in here.
I'll be right back.
Right. Oh, appreciate it. Producer Randy always hooking it up. Wait, when Producer Randy, before you go right quick, give everybody your Instagram, your Facebook, your social media, because we never let Producer Randy get his shit off.
Exactly.
Your Snapchat, your Christian Mingle.
Yeah, your Christian Mingle. What's your blackpeoplemeet.com?
Uniform dating.
What's your J-date?
What's your uniform dating?
What's your J-date?
I didn't even know my Instagram handle.
What's your Jew date?
Farmers only.
Oh, shit. Farmers only.
Farmers only. They can't say white people only, but, you know. Yeah. White people only.
Yeah, white people only.
But, you know.
At Randy Walker on Twitter and Randy Walker 83 on Instagram.
Wait a second. Follow-up. You got me blocked on Instagram. No, I'm just joking.
Randy Walker, let me ask you a question. Now, I never do this because I'm the guest, but let me ask you a question. Did you vote for Donald Trump?
Absolutely fucking not.
God, I wasn't drinking when I
used Why?
Why?
Oh shit, we about to get political. The views and opinions expressed by what's about to happen is not necessarily those.
I swear to God,
nobody that's about to say anything.
Eric Bischoff just told us don't go down this road, but...
Religion, politics, family.
Okay, so we don't got to deal with politics, but let me just say this. I'm from the era where Donald Trump was the shit. He was the millionaire white
guy. Now
he's
just
all the black... Right, now he's just shit.
Orange-covered shit.
But it was a time where black rappers was calling themselves Black Trump. Uh-huh. I know a nigga right now named Black Trump.
Yeah. Nelly called himself Donald Trump.
Thank you. So
yeah.
So we can't act like this dude was terrible forever. Now, do we want him to be the president, be in charge of the weapons and the buttons?
He has
and
his
that
finger
shit like that.
Push the red button.
Probably not. But let me say this. If Hillary Clinton would have won, I would have been a mass murderer and I would have killed thousands of motherfuckers if a bitch would be the president.
Bernie Sanders 2020. I'm voting for The Rock.
I got some 3 counts and podcast Detroit.
All right. Before I take this thing, I just wanted to say.
Can we do something?
Oh, this is yeah, I mean, I'm just, you know, trying to put your video on your website, but I'll go make you more comfortable.
Yes. I appreciate that.
Yes. Sweating.
He
got the meat sweats.
He's doing things, and you take him away from doing things to make it cooler in here.
You were saying you wanted to get in shape. It'll help you sweat it out.
That
motherfucker just called you fat.
I did not. We were just having this conversation about
I'm not
the
a person.
DDD.
No, wait, hold on. Because we talking about losing weight, man. Spank, you done dropped a lot of weight since last time I seen you. I know you've been doing a tour. You've been out here working.
Know, man.
Last time I seen you, dropped a lot of weight, man. What you been doing, bro?
Trying not to look like fat bastard when I take my shirt off. I got to tone up, too. I've been losing weight, but I had to start working out, man, because I'll start getting flabby, you know, and I'm sucking my own titty. Cause that's the reach to my mouth. And I don't even have to go down. So, you know, I stepped on the titty the other day. So
was it yours?
Yeah, it was mine. It was my own. My back started.
So, you changed your diet up, man? You've been any specific workouts you doing?
I just eat fish and pussy all the time. And some broccoli in there.
In which one?
Pussy broccoli, actually. You ever had a pussy broccoli pot pie, boy? You ain't never ate nothing before.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
I tell you. Especially Mexican spices.
Mexican spices?
Oh, Mexican spices.
Now, ladies, don't get shocked. I only eat pussy if it's halal. I do not eat regular pussy. It has to be halal, okay?
Oh,
just to know that.
Man, I know you tatted the fuck up, man. You got any new ones since the last time I seen you? I know some of your tattoos still tell stories. What's some of your favorite tats or your most recent tats you done got?
I don't know, man. The recent probably is on my leg. And that's the Iron Batman when he had the when he made the Kryptonite suit.
Oh yeah,
okay.
World, yeah, you know, yeah, yeah. That's I'm a Batman fan.
And I'm seeing
Spider-Man's fan.
I'm saying, I see the Spider-Man on the neck, man.
Yeah,
so
I wish I could be both of those.
So Spider-Man's Marvel or DC, man?
Spider-Man's overrated.
I would definitely say Marvel.
Okay, cool.
Over DC. Word. DC got some cool people, and let me say this too: DC don't get enough credit, but you know, they got everything.
DC
Marvel
cartoons
got.
Are better than Marvel cartoons.
Animated series?
Animated films.
Because
of Batman.
When the last time Marvel had an animated movie?
They got plenty of them.
What's the last one?
Avengers Assemble or something. It's got the Marvel.
Didn't that come out in like
Iron Man and Hulk, they got one. They got like,
that came out in like 15.
They have
Punisher
a lot.
And,
think about
Black
this.
Widow. Yeah.
Iron Man and Batman is the same person.
Yeah, I agree.
Batman's better.
Who got more money?
Well, Batman is better.
Black Panther got more money than
Black Panther has more money than
got
all
like
of them.
Quadrillion dollars.
Iron Man's worth like $12 billion. Bruce Wayne's worth about $9 billion.
Okay,
I'm
so
that type
this.
Of nerd where I actually know that shit.
Since he brought up Black Panther, I want to say this.
Let's hear it.
Not as good as I thought it was going to be.
Oh yeah, that's
really.
Now we're in the conversation.
I have to say that it wasn't better than any Tobey Spider-Man's ever.
So you've never seen Spider-Man. So you've never seen Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, I was about
to say,
bro.
But I don't
They had Eric Foreman play Eddie Brock, bro.
Man,
that is the
that's
worst
how
shit.
You, that's
but
how you know your movie shit.
I don't
shit.
Count 3 because he was being black. That okay. thing was made
as,
him black.
As much as I love Spider-Man 2, it has one of the biggest plot holes ever. You watch Spider-Man 2, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So Harry, and I'm going to nerd out.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit, Kyle.
White guy.
white guy.
So, I'm good. Like
so you know that Harry gets Doc Ock to try to find Spider-Man. He doesn't know Peter Spider-Man yet.
Exactly.
So then Doc Ock goes to get Peter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Peter's in the cafe with Mary Jane.
Right.
What does Doc Ock do? Throws a fucking car at the only person he can use for information.
That's true.
If I need to find out somebody that's going, that knows where you're at, I'm not going to throw a fucking car at him when I don't know he has spider sense of superhuman reflexes.
That's true, but you got to remember this. The things, his arms took over his body, so he didn't do it. The arms did it.
Shout out to Michigan Sam Raimi for that, too, you know. But he directed the whole series.
Well, that's a good point.
Oh, okay. Because I was wondering why you said that, but okay.
Trying to get all the views.
Shout out to you.
Yeah.
But Black Panther, man, I
like the villain better.
Me too.
Yeah, they almost ran. It's
Killmonger.
It's Black Thor. Let's just call what it is.
What?
It's Black Thor.
It's kind of Black Thor.
Because when you think about the plot of Thor, you think about the plot of Black Panther, it's very similar parallels.
I would say Thor / Luke Cage.
Well, Luke Cage, the first 6 episodes, not the last 5 episodes.
Man, after they killed Gator Mouth. Cottonmouth, whatever his name is.
It was a rap.
I was done.
No, but he's coming back. He's coming back, though.
It was
coming
back.
And they're going to have super strength, just like Luke Cage.
They need it. Because that's
what's coming back.
That's where the series just took a nosedive. I'm like,
I didn't like the Cottonmouth, the person who played Cottonmouth. I didn't feel them.
Mahershala Ali?
I didn't like him.
I like he played the fuck out of
him. He kind of was better than Luke in that series, man.
Well, anybody could be better than Luke. The guy that they played, Luke Cage, that
pull the trigger!
He just looked like Luke Cage.
Hey, he looked at like the supervisor at Target. The motherfucker who played Luke Cage, he should be able to not take bullets. That motherfucker.
But Black Panther, I mean... I still get flack for this. I still get flack for this. I still say and I don't care out of 18 movies what your list is. Uh-huh. You still need to have the first Iron Man film in that top 5. That first Iron Man film still stands up as one of the best comic book movies ever.
Winter Soldier.
I think the second one was better. But
I do too. In a way,
with
I'm not an Iron Man fan because I just see that he's Batman.
Go. I know you have a feeling on this.
Iron Man is Batman.
Black Panther or Iron Man?
Iron Man.
I like Iron Man, but
I like the dude who plays Iron Man.
Oh hell
yeah!
He's
not even acting. That's just
him. He's not acting. That's him
after drugs.
And I like the red hair. I like the red hair bitch too. So
Pepper. Oh yeah,
she was hot.
Pepper. Oh yeah.
I ain't gonna like Gwyneth Paltrow.
She was hot. They were just saying.
Of all Brad Pitt's ex-wives, that's the one I like the
most. Hey, shout out to Brad Pitt. He has fucked the shit out of some Hollywood bitches.
Hell yeah.
The best ones.
Nah, you know what? I honestly, I go with Timberlake. Timberlake's pussy. You done had Janet. You had Brittany.
How you know he fucked Janet?
He fucked Janet.
How you know?
You ain't gonna let a motherfucker take your titty out on the world.
No, no, no. See, what happened was when he took the titty out, it was supposed to expose the red bra. If you see the get up when he took it off,
then
it was supposed to show her bra.
Then why did she have a damn nipple guard on?
She got nipple rings because she a freak. You call her Miss Jackson if you're nasty.
they knew what the hell they were doing.
She let Jermaine Dupri fuck. She a freak.
Hey, you know what I thought?
If Jermaine Dupri could hit anybody.
Anybody could. But you know what I thought when I seen that Super Bowl shit? I was like, when did Michael Jackson grow some titties?
That's why I could never fuck Janet.
I said, this nigga got his nose done.
I think LaToya looked more like Mike, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Janet too, though.
And Lil' Kim nowadays. Sorry to say.
Yeah, and what's the other baseball
Michael Jackson was a Crip and a Muslim, okay? Michael Jackson's a gangster.
He was a gangster. And his hands was this big. I knew him. I did cocaine with him. I did. I promise I did. Michael was cool like that.
I don't know if I should believe that or not.
I'm telling you to believe everything.
I kind of want to believe it, regardless of that.
You have to believe everything I say.
I want to think about Mike and Spanky just doing a line.
And Eddie Griffin.
Wait. Okay, so.
Eddie Griffin was there too. He brought me there.
Now I can believe the story.
All right, so real talk. You've met Michael Jackson. You've been in the room with him.
Oh, a couple of times. Okay. Thousands of times.
Does he really talk like that?
He talks like
I've heard stories that he don't really talk like
he
that.
He talks like this when he's around strangers.
It's a really good time, you guys.
But if he knows you, he'd be like, yo, nigga, who in the room with you? Who in the room? Who you coming with? Who you coming with? No. Don't bring no company, nigga. Sometimes he don't feel like talking like that.
Right. Here's
another Michael Jackson fun fact. When he doesn't feel like putting on his nose, that's when he puts on the hospital thing over his face.
He don't put his nose on.
Yeah, I've heard about that. His nose was gone.
He got a big-ass gristle hanging out his nose.
Bad nose jobs and a lot of cocaine.
All of that's gone. It's only that.
So like a Crip Keeper from Tales of the Crip.
I mean, exactly. I bet more than that's gone now.
Right.
Oh, Mike ain't dead. He's in Cuba with Tupac.
It hasn't been 10 years, but still too soon.
Since he said Tupac, let me give you another fun fact.
Uh-oh.
People don't know this, but when Mike... Okay, so when Tupac got out of jail...
Which time? The second time.
Okay. when he was signed to Death Row.
Okay.
So he goes to Quincy Jones' house because they're having a party for him, getting out of jail party. So everybody knew that Tupac was going with Quincy Jones' daughter. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people didn't know that Michael Jackson used to fuck with her too.
Makes sense.
So... Tupac gets out the limo. He's Tupac walking up to the thing.
It's funny you say Tupac, and I honestly know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying? That walk he does, you know how that is. So he goes up to in the backyard, and his girlfriend is sitting on Michael Jackson's lap. Michael Jackson, he gets up and snatches the girl off his lap. Michael Jackson stands up and two pieces Tupac. And then they start wrestling and everything. When they break the shit up, Tupac got a bloody nose and a black eye. That's why if you think about when he first got out of jail, he didn't do too many pictures. He didn't do too many interviews because he was beat up. And Michael Jackson had all this
shit in his hair. You can't say you got beat up by Michael Jackson.
Well, now let's go back to what Tony Thunder said. Michael Jackson is a motherfucking gangster. People don't understand that.
He's from Gary, Indiana. He's a gangster.
Gary, Indiana. I've been through there. Bro. That's hood.
You got to think he got his ass beat enough by his dad in his life.
Nobody else ain't going to be tough on that shit. Hey, this nigga had like four tigers.
Yeah.
Right. He had like tigers and shit. He used to play with them. Come on. Nobody beat up Michael.
And chimpanzees, some strong motherfuckers. You got a chimpanzee as a pet. Yeah. And he trying to.
Imagine Bubbles give me beating that cup. Your ass. With a Gucci suit on.
Bubbles, put it down.
All right, yeah, we gotta take this quick break, but when we come back, man, we got more Spanky Haze. Hey.
During the break, man, you want to introduce what we got planned for the break, man?
Oh man, I gotta
wait. Did we set this up?
Did we?
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
We don't have a halftime song.
Randy looks befuddled.
We had the song that you put on there, Devin.
We'll have some music, but nobody on Facebook will hear it. Otherwise, they'll block the video.
Oh,
yeah, is that song?
Well, don't worry about it.
What?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, okay.
We're good.
Hey,
well, they'll still hear it on SoundCloud and stuff, though.
No.
Oh.
Okay. Hey, before the break, well, everybody say the weirdest word you can say.
Jazzmatazz.
Kyle? Don't go to me first, bitch.
Jazzmatazz.
I can't think of nothing. I ain't good at that shit.
Shit.
That's it?
Yeah.
Butt fuckery.
All right, there you go.
Kerfuffle.
Okay.
Quintessential.
Coffee. quintessential.
Cajun.
Illustrious.
Cajun dolphin pussy bites.
I quit. I ain't got no comment for that.
I had something.
We'll be right it's back gone, after, huh? This, after this, people.
Maybe.
More Spanky Haze coming up. Hey, people, we're back live here on Podcast Detroit. It's Knockouts and Three Counts. We have our very special guest, Mr. Spanky Haze.
Spanky
Haze.
Hawk,
bitch. So Spanky Haze is about to talk about ass and titties. Ass. Let's hear this story.
Inquiring minds want to know.
I don't like that song no more because when Dave Chappelle had the gay guy cut his ass. And that kind of fucked that song up for me.
Shout out to DJ Assault, man. Detroit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Detroit.
Now, you know, we are MMA and pro wrestling, man. What era of wrestling did you used to watch? What or era of wrestling did you used to get down with?
Well, you know, brother.
Devin's favorite.
It's someone here. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, is that? Oh, I didn't know.
Get a slim dip. Oh, yeah.
It got me to buy some of them damn things.
First name Macho, last name Savage. Check out the boots. I put the boots to you. Me and Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. I forgot about her. But my favorite wrestler of all time.
Please say,
man,
what I think you're about to say.
It's Jimmy Fly Snuka.
Really?
Wow. My
favorite ever.
That's what's up.
Shout out to his daughter never changing that jacket.
Damn.
I don't know her daughter, but she probably fine as a motherfucker.
Probably not.
Okay. Man. I retract that.
I'm not going to say she's ugly.
You asked me that.
She's got a strong chin.
I'm going to do the De Niro face.
Right.
That just looks like you got to take a shit.
She got a little bit of both. Right.
Or like O.J. Simpson on trial.
O.J. on trial.
The glove don't fit.
Right.
What you want me to do?
So growing up as a wrestling fan, man, did you used to put people in the sharpshooter and shit like that too, man? Like
figure four leg lock.
Yeah.
Who used to do the figure four?
That's right, that is me. You thought just when you had it done, the nature boy, he walks back in there and he does what he does best. He takes your life and he wants it right on second. Do it, let me do it. Don't you take it from me. Woo! That's right.
Why does that sound like the Jay Lethal impression sounds like Jay Lethal.
We were just talking about this the other day.
That's actually pretty good.
Velveteen Dream doing it sound like Jay Lethal doing it because Jay Lethal sound like him.
That actually is good. You can actually do an impression of somebody doing an impression of somebody that everybody does an impression.
Like my man just said, the president, he said Jake the Snake. That was another good one.
Oh, man.
Jake the Snake was the man.
That motherfucker throw a snake on you after he fucked you up. I mean, what's worse? Snake or
back to the ass? Here's something that'll fuck your head up. The man is scared of snakes.
I've heard that.
Get the fuck
out of here. Yeah, seriously. He's afraid of snakes.
Then how the fuck do you care?
Why
about
would
that
be your
snake?
Gimmick?
Well, he did have it in the bag.
But he had to pick it up and throw it on people.
Wait.
That's like Superman having kryptonite or me having marriage. You don't have your weakness as your strength.
Hey,
it's like Batman. Batman's afraid of bats, man. You know,
marriage is
he
great.
He was.
True, but that is kind of
marriage,
pussy.
Frank, you just had a child, right?
Yeah, I just had a baby a year ago, and my wife is pregnant now.
Whoa,
works.
You didn't wait the 6 weeks, huh?
Wait the 6 weeks. I just opened the present.
There you
man.
Go.
I opened the present.
Shout out to little Lily Jean Hayes.
Hey, little.
Hey.
I don't know if she should be listening to this episode.
No.
No, she's only one, so she won't be able
to. In about 18 years, this is what we look
like.
At
my daddy
wasn't
shit.
This is how we dress. It'll probably be popular again when you're actually 18.
Was there any influence to her name that may match any tattoos you got? Did it come from your mom? Or where did the name come from?
Because I wanted to name her Marijuana.
Ah,
and
nice.
I couldn't, you know, she probably wouldn't get a job.
They know she was black. They know who was walking through the door.
Sorry to interrupt.
Dolph Ziggler?
Uh-oh.
We're being so loud, it's bleeding over into the other studio. So if we could tone it down just a smidge.
Wow. He cut the record on our
okay.
ass. That was
I thought Dolph Ziggler was about to walk in the damn door.
Producer Randy.
Laying the law down.
Cutting the record on us for the first time. That's going to be something new. Producer Randy got a catchphrase.
You're being too
He's
loud.
Got a soundbite now.
I'm sorry, guys. It's just too damn loud. It's just too damn loud.
Too goddamn loud.
Is that your producer Randy impression?
Yeah. Well, that's my producer Randy being Z's, being what's his name from Back to the Future.
What's his name?
What's Get his out. Name? Marty McFly? There you go.
He knows.
Oh boy, Podcast Detroit was dressed up as Marty McFly at that thing we were at last weekend.
Nerd. But he probably didn't have
his shoes. Yeah, though,
he nerd. Had the hat on and shit.
And from a Marty T-shirt that looks like the jacket. Yes, it's a cheap costume. Yes,
he okay. He wore a hat.
He didn't have the mags on there.
It was Darshan.
Oh, them boys. Yes.
Cold.
Yeah. Can't afford them.
Now, I know Michael. I know Michael J. Fox's autographs is not what they used to be. So if you got
dick.
A mint condition,
you
Michael
dick.
J. Fox autograph, you I dick. Would like that now.
Hey, Michael J. Fox.
That was a horrible joke. I like.
I
you
wasn't
for it.
Joking.
I like you for it though.
Hey,
because that honestly, honestly would be worth money.
Too short, people.
I like him because.
Hold on, man. Where's
you're not really 6'3".
Okay, no. I thought Devin had on his
Crocs.
His picnic sandals.
His Mario
we
Batali.
Got at Festivus, Devin is going to be barbecuing, ladies and gentlemen.
And his Mario Batali
on, he going to have on the Uncle sandals. He going to have the Kango hat on. He going to have spades ready at the table with
gonna
the dominoes.
He going to have a can of Labette Blue light hold in his on. Hand.
You know he right. got a good hand when he do like this. Give me that.
Got to have a toothpick that. To the side, too.
You know, spades are a winter sport for Detroiters.
Winter
it
sport.
It should be in the Olympics.
I agree with that.
It should.
It can't be no Olympics. Worse than curling.
There's no lie.
Yeah.
Fuck curling.
Hey, man, curling is a great sport, man.
Fuck curling. But curling. I'd like to get a gold medal on it, though.
I like Curly from Three Stooges, but I don't know the curling you're talking about.
Imagine when you know when you was in the hood and you had like a roach that got in the house and you try to get a broom and try to get it out. Mm-hmm. Imagine that being an Olympic sport.
Oh, when they brush a little thing in front of the ball.
How about just eating the roaches? How many roaches you can eat? Wow. Would you eat a roach?
That's
No. That's living in the hood with Raisin Bran.
Yeah.
You gotta go through that cereal to make sure. or Sugar Smacks. You know, you gotta look through them motherfuckers too.
Don't trust that shit. Yeah,
don't trust
and they,
Sugar
and
Smacks.
They fly. Remember when roaches can fly? Remember
they
got so
fly.
Much confidence.
They still fly.
That's a lot of confidence for a roach that can fly.
No, how about the ones that don't leave when you turn the lights on? They just brazen. They swap out.
They paying rent.
They wipe their feet in front of the TV.
Like, I live here too.
My bad, Bobby.
So many roaches. I seen a white one day.
Damn. Yeah, the queen.
I said, wow.
Scares the shit out of you.
Said, the queen. Wow.
I killed one of those one time. Had the sacks and everything. I'm like, good.
Clap for
I took
queen.
Your whole clan out.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow. Damn. Zumunda.
I'll make sure all your kids don't grow.
Right. Exactly.
So I got a question, man. Like, Tony, I think you had like a little bit of a stand-up comedy career at one point.
No.
Where do you
really?
Come up with this
nah,
shit?
I thought you said you did like a little bit of amateur stand-up comedy.
I mean, if I'm not mistaken, I wrote one joke for Spanky one time.
Okay.
This is like maybe 2000, 14 or 15.
It?
I think you did.
Okay. Oh, I remember that joke.
No, you don't. he freestyled it, and because I just told him, like, man, it'd be funny if you said this. He's like, all right, man, I'll say it just for you. I'll say the joke. And he went on stage, and he was like, you know, back when I was younger, you know, I used to be real fat, fatter than I am now. You know, and I used to breathe like this.
I heard that.
And
he said,
why are you breathing like that? He said, so I can live. Why the fuck you breathing? And then he added some other shit to it to make it more funny. And I was just like, damn.
You made it.
I'm a freestylist, is what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Well, my question is, man, like, so if somebody wants to.
I used to rap is what you're getting at.
Okay, I think
yo, check it. Yo,
cut
burners.
The feed, cut the feed.
Pepsi, Sprite. Aight.
Get and the there fuck you out have of it. Here.
Anyway, so if somebody wants to get into stand-up comedy, man, especially here in the Detroit area, what would you tell them, you know, how to get started, you know?
I would probably tell them to don't fuck with this. Sell dope. Don't try this.
Fuck
you're
going to
be
school,
broke
sell
as
dope.
Fuck until you get on. So, sell dope, bro. Don't try this.
Is it any up-and-comer comedians or any comedians that you think should be, like, out there that really ain't got their due credit yet?
Spanky Hayes.
Hey,
be your own
and
big fan.
And I've been doing everything, and I still don't think it's enough. But all the young comedians suck. All of the internet comedians
suck. Wait. Hold on. Hold up. Speaking of that. You recently did it. Well, shout out to the Spanky Haze Cannabis Cup. I hope you're doing that again this year.
I am going to do it again.
Oh.
Go green.
Go green.
Wait,
all right.
Wait, what's this?
The Spanky Haze Cannabis Cup. He did a Cannabis Cup last year, and he had vendors all going down the aisles in the little studio. He did stand-up, and it was dope. Okay. Like, you could go from table to table. Like, this one dude was like, hey, you a voter in Michigan? Sign this paper. I signed this paper. He gave me some free edible popcorn, and I jumped over the moon twice. And then,
not because you signed the paper, though, because that would be coercion.
I did sign the paper and then jumped over the moon.
There you go.
But I landed back in Detroit.
Popcorn.
Oh.
You didn't get the popcorn because you signed the paper.
No.
Well, he didn't give it to me for signing the paper. Okay, I'll leave
that. So you answered the question. You were saying something like,
what
other than what
I
you were about to say and tear your thing up everybody?
Yeah, you recently did a show. Okay, I'm not going to say the guy's name. His name was George, right? And
he lives at.
Go get him, officers.
Corey, what up, baby?
You recently did a show, man. We ain't got to say who they is. Okay. Unless you just want to call them out like that. But we ain't got to say who they is. You had a couple of internet dudes try to do some stand-up to get them, you know, a green light and try to get them some exposure on doing some stand-up. And
they sucked.
Okay. That's what I was getting at. It didn't go too well.
I don't think so. No, I had to pretty much say the show. But, you know, there it is. But, you know, some people are getting funny. Shout out to all of the comedians that do internet shit that try stand up, because my only gripe with them is that they say they're comedians.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they not. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't say you're a comedian unless you stand up with that microphone and do your thing. Like my man Scrancho right here. Shout out to Scrancho. If y'all don't know who Scrancho is, he's the guy who was the assistant pimp on How High.
Oh, my
I was
God.
Like, can't we call
Scrancho's
employees? Yeah, that's one of my main mans. When I first moved to LA, that was one of my first friends. So, and we still that way. I don't fuck with the internet niggas. I just don't, man. I look at it like they steal our jokes and then do them over
in
the
video.
Internet.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I wanted to ask you about two people in particular. Young DC Fly.
Young DC Fly is my little homie.
Okay.
When I first got wind of him, I didn't like the little motherfucker. I felt like he should have gave Chris Tucker his act back. But since Chris Tucker don't have an act no more, go ahead, DC. Shit, that's your lane now.
Mine as well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's no disrespect at all. It's just what it is.
And the other one I wanted to ask you about is Jess Hilarious.
Jess Hilarious would be better if she had a booty.
Damn.
I'm not going to dispute that.
If Jess Hilarious had an ass, she would be the number one female comedian right now.
And kept her hair done all the time.
She keeps her hair done a lot.
She does.
Actually, she's like a Love and Hip Hop girl. You ever notice every scene they got a different hairstyle? Like, what the fuck is that? Like, who is this bitch? Who does these bitches' hair?
Short, long.
Motherfuckers ain't got nothing to do.
They do the hair before they get on their head.
Man, straight up. Somebody need to do their brain and leave their hair alone.
Yeah.
Fuck them bitches. But Jess Hilarious is cool. I ain't mad at none of these dudes. I just feel like, you know, like I'm looking at my Instagram right now and I see Scrancho, and I keep referring to him because I know he's been grinding a long time as well.
Right.
Like our era of comedy, they're trying to wipe it away with these motherfucking internet suckers, because they don't have to pay them nothing. That's why a lot of us didn't do Wildin' Out no more, because I was getting like $47,000 checks every episode, and these dudes get $1,000. So why the fuck would I do Wildin' Out right now, and I'm only getting $1,000? Come on, man. Fuck out of here. Nah, no way. It's just like watching somebody fuck the bitch that you love.
Damn.
Good one.
And I watched.
Not even fuck her right.
And they not fucking her right.
I mean, some people
and they gangbanging her, too.
Right. Right. It's called cuckolding. And on the next episode of Knockouts and Three Counts, we're going to get into Bray Wyatt. And,
Shout out to JB, though. Yeah. What up, JB? I see you, baby.
Shout out to Bray Wyatt for fucking JoJo.
Right now, let me say this to top that off.
No, let me stop.
It's a gang of outstanding comedians in Detroit that don't get their justice.
It's too late, Tony. This shit's already well.
And shout out some of those burned, names,
I want to say Tony Roney. I want to say JB.
Tony Robbins.
Yeah. I want to say, well, Tony Robbins gets his just due. Right. He might not get honestly, what he
man,
should get.
That brother's been hilarious for years.
Tony Robbins, if you think Tony Robbins is funny on camera, you got to talk to him like seriously. That motherfucker is so funny.
That's
man.
One of the people. That's one of the because people I've been on him for, since about. I saw him on Showtime at the Apollo back in 2001.
Yeah.
And the second they said coming from Detroit, I'm like, wait, there's somebody funny from Detroit.
Oh man, listen.
And I started following him since then.
And then I'm gonna keep it even so real. Tony Roberts used to do cocaine back in the day. You let that nigga get high, nobody can follow him. I don't give a fuck who you think is funnier than Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins will bust your ass off of 51. I'm trying to tell you right now. He don't do that no more. He's way gone from that. But when you first saw him, that energy, that fast, that was all cocaine. Cocaine is a beautiful drug. I'm about to do some cocaine right after this. Right after this. And then get my eyebrows arched because that's the type of shit I do when I'm high. You know what I'm saying? Get my feet done after three lines of cocaine.
Hey. I want to go back to the tats, man, because, you know, seeing your tats, man, that I don't have any tats. I got one of my dad on my arm. For those on Facebook who watch him, that nigga was never there. Right. But no, for real, though.
My dad's tattoo right here.
In case my dad watching, I just want to say shout out to my dad. You got tattoos and shit, bro, that I would, shout out to my pops, man. I fucking love my pops. But,
man,
that shit ain't funny, though.
It kind of was.
No, back to tattoos, bro. Your tattoos, man, not only tell stories, but you express your love and your interest in your tattoos, man. I know you got an NERD tat. You got a Mike tat.
You got an NERD tat?
Oh, yeah, man. Old school.
Wow.
NERD tat.
That's dedication, man.
That's from the first album.
When I first went up to Pharrell for the first time ever, I showed him. I said, hey, man, I'm in your group. But I don't never get no verses.
You just walk away?
He said, dog, come here. No, Pharrell's my man. My main man. That's my dog right there. He does Botox. I'm sorry. But, yeah.
Ooh, really?
And the lemon. He put the lemons in
take
his face.
Take a shot.
All
right. I ain't got no more podcast juice.
Right.
Oh.
But no, Pharrell is probably, if I was a rapper and I had a million dollar deal or whatever it is, I would give it all to Pharrell. And I would try to get one beat from Dr. Dre, which probably would cost my whole budget.
Yeah.
So, you know, there that is.
And 17 motherfuckers helping him make it.
Right.
Just keeping it real. Shout out to Barney.
Hey, shout out to my man Big Country. Right now, I see you right
Brian
now,
Reeves?
Bro. What up, bro?
Brian Reeves?
No, he's actually he's the guy from Pawn Stars.
Yeah,
he's the only black guy on Pawn Stars. The one that usually would throw your ass out. That's my man. That's one of my. One of the funniest niggas.
I think I saw him in the background in one episode where he was literally throwing somebody out and they tried to get the camera off it back on the rig.
There's something wrong with that dude, dog. That motherfucker's retarded.
No, it wasn't. shout out to Salt Kyle for saying the first thing the whole episode. You got any questions, man? Come on, man. You've been sitting over here like this.
The fuck?
You're trying to look like AI with the little mini dreads and shit over here, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Don't even do that.
Hit him with the white chocolate.
He got the shaggy from Scooby-Doo beard, and he over here trying to fry on me. I'm trying to get some questions here, man. I'm trying to get you the green light.
Hit him with that one white chocolate line, you know. That one white chocolate line you got.
Throw me the ball. Jason Williams. What's his name? Jason Williams.
At least if I got to be Jason Williams, man, I'd be rich.
Hey shout Williams out to the Road Runner, man. Road Runner Clothing.
Got a question, Kyle?
No, man. We were talking a little bit about the MMA stuff earlier, man. You got anybody you watch now, like in the current scene or anything like that?
On MMA? Yeah. I don't know, man. I still like Silva.
Okay.
I got to refer back to what's my man name? Rampage. So the first time I meet Rampage, he's jogging down the beach and he got this big ass thing on his face.
Because
Silver broke his jaw. Remember when Silver kicked him and broke his jaw? And that's when I first met him. And he couldn't talk. He was just talking like this, like, yeah, what's up, nigga? Well, he was still calling me a nigga when it was shit all broke.
He has a 50 nigga? Going from Get Rich and Die Trying.
Right. I'm going to check this out. I don't need nobody. But speaking of 50 Cent, stop. You're 48 Cent now. Okay, so back to this.
Now that might get us some attention.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
What you were saying about Rampage?
Shout out to my man Curtis. Shout out to my man Curtis. Our birthdays are 2 days apart.
How about that? The only thing I really remember about 50 Cent the most is when Cameron broke in his house and went in his pool. You don't remember that? And did an interview in his pool. You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember
Right that. Before the Curtis album came out. He was like, Curtis. You don't remember Cameron having that song, Curtis.
That was the, that I love that beef.
Man, that was crazy. Beef. I love Cameron.
Didn't he that's name his album Curtis? Hey, no.
Yeah.
Hold on. 50 Cent is a smart motherfucker, bro. At the end of the day, Cameron almost killed 50. Like, ended 50 shit with that Curtis shit. Then 50 was like, all right, from now on, every time you say Curtis, you promote my new album. Came out with an album named Curtis. Mm-hmm. Cameron immediately stopped saying that Curtis shit.
I feel you. But here's my thing about 50 Cent. When 50 Cent, he always trying to go up against somebody. Yeah. When him and Kanye had the album that came out the same day, remember he said if Kanye West sell more than me, he was going to retire. Why the fuck didn't he retire?
Because
I bought the album.
Well, Kanye killed him,
from my understanding of it.
And he used this shit. 50 Cent, something put you down. You know the song I'm talking about.
Yeah. From what I heard, I'm almost drunk. They had a deal that Kanye's album dropped worldwide. And 50 album only dropping in the U.S. Okay. So when Kanye was beating him at first, 50 dropped worldwide and ended up beating Kanye. But the time limit that they had was worldwide versus U.S. sales.
Okay. I buy that.
Wait, okay. One thing I definitely wanted to get into before we run out of time is...
Are we running out of time?
We getting there.
Okay. I don't know. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Shit, if he don't know, then we're really fucked.
Right. Yeah, you're about there.
Yeah, by the way.
You could probably start wrapping up.
By the way, there was a pay-per-view. It was called Elimination Chamber. People won, people lost.
But one thing I definitely wanted to get into is the whole Monique situation. I wanted to get your opinion on it.
Okay.
Because, I mean, fellow comedian, you know, for those of y'all don't know, Netflix offered her, what, $500,000 for a Netflix special.
Disrespectful,
right? She wasn't happy about that. She compared, she was saying, like, Amy Schumer got like 13 million.
Don't count other people's money.
Hey, but still, you working a job with somebody and they knew and they don't make as much and they doing the same job as you, but you've been working there longer. You got achievements for being,
He's got a point.
Not when she's doing.
Well, you have a
stadiums
point.
And arenas, and she's selling out the Garden.
Well, let's just go. About, let's
does
go
she have
here.
Any Oscars?
Let's go here, though.
Her Oscar wasn't.
Amy that's Schumer.
Let me hear what Spanky got to say.
Well, let's start with Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer's special was garbage.
It was.
I agree.
It was a black girl joke. It was everything that she said a black girl could have easily said it and not got no laughs.
That actually is what changed Netflix's rating system because so many people started giving it like one star
that
they changed it to the thumbs up, thumbs down.
Exactly. So Amy Schumer's shit was some bullshit. Second of all, Monique is a queen of comedy. She has done everything you can do. She did more than Dave Chappelle did, if you really think about it. Dave Chappelle don't have an Oscar. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just feel like she should have just took the money and just did the shit anyway.
What was the last movie that Schumer did?
Schumer.
The one with Goldie Hawn.
I just watched
like
it.
Right.
Snatched. God, that shit was horrible.
They had like a $43 million budget. It only had like $45 million. But last Christmas had a $13 million budget, but did like what 40 something million.
But that was an ensemble. That wasn't a Monique-led film. That wasn't her face in the middle of it.
See, Schumer is not big enough to lead a film, which I feel that Dave Chappelle ain't big enough to lead a film. That's just my personal opinion.
Half baked though. Well.
Yeah. But he had to surround himself. He had to surround himself.
Yeah.
Like and then most of the Dave Chappelle films that we love him in, they all Martin Lawrence films. Martin Lawrence was smart enough to put Dave Chappelle as the second.
He
man.
Was the best.
But how long ago
do you count Block Party?
How long ago was that though?
I mean, It's been a while, but
like that, like he didn't really do movies anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. But, Martin is.
Do you count Block Party as a movie, even though it was in theaters?
Don't.
It was in theaters.
I don't.
Not really.
That wasn't a movie. That was like a I got a 3-picture deal, and I don't got no other films, so let me just get all my friends together and film some shit.
So, do you count any of the Kevin Hart stand-ups that go to movie theaters? Do you count that?
First
as
of
a
all,
movie?
Fuck Kevin Hart.
Why does, he want to beat his ass? Does anybody really fuck with him? Because I hear because so Kevin many Hart comedians, black, white, bitch. Everybody says that.
He's a little bitch. He steals material.
So he Carlos Mencia.
Exactly. Which Carlos Mencia's real name is Nate. So he even stole his name. So, you know what I'm saying? Kevin Hart is just not authentic. And then he has like 10 writers in every city. So it's like he's not saying none of the shit that he's not writing what he's saying. That's your own business. That's your own shit. But I think when your slips start to show, you got to, you know, adjust your clothes. That's just how I feel about it. He's a little monkey. He's really what he is the best trained monkey ever.
Damn. Shout out to the coolest monkey in the jungle.
Yeah. He is Caesar. Kevin Hart is Caesar. And that's the best work he's ever done is in those movies, the Planet of the Apes movies.
Ooh.
It's Caesar.
Ooh. I think we should end it there, man.
And he's Curious George as well.
Damn.
I just bought Curious George's book for some
reason. Wow. I guess we'll end that there.
Yeah. No, let's not end on a negative.
Okay.
Ask me one more quick question so I can say something positive.
What is the best Wild and Out?
What is the quintessential
moment of Wilding Out? Shout out to Roman Reigns. Let's end on a positive note. Shout out to Roman Reigns.
Go ahead, Kyle.
what was your best Wilding Out like guest?
Your quintessential
that just literally came with fire. The shit we couldn't even see, because I know there's a lot of shit that they have that we can't see. They just can't bleep it enough.
Right.
So what is like the one with the freestyle just went like just fire?
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you who was the most surprising guest that we ever had when I was on the show, and that was Big Boy. Because first of all, we wanted Andre 3000. Who wouldn't want Andre 3000?
Shout out to Three Stacks.
Shout out.
You know what I mean? But we got Big Boy. And which was crazy, but he was funny as fuck. And he was lighting us up, too. So I was like, okay, all right.
I can believe that. I saw the thing he did with All Def Digital with the dad jokes. And
man.
His delivery is fire.
Oh, he's fire. He's crazy. And he had a gun on him, and he was mollied up. So shout out to Big Boy.
He was
mollied up like a motherfucker. Straight up. Here's another fun fact before we go. Now, here's another. This is going to fuck y'all up right here. So when 2 Chainz came on the show, y'all probably remember when 2 Chainz came on the show.
I kind of remember.
That was when we was in New York. And if you remember the 2 Chainz show, he wasn't on the stage with us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the reason why is because we do 2 shows a day. The first show was Big Boy returning to Wildin' Out. And he was so high that he couldn't rap. His mouth was so stuck. That he couldn't rap, so we was tearing his ass up. So 2 Chainz in the back watching it on a monitor, he was like, "No, Nick, fuck that. I'm not going out there. They're not killing me like that. Fuck that." And that's why it ended up like that.
Shout out to Teddy Boy.
Shout out to Teddy Boy. Let me say one more thing. Okay. And we had Beyonce. Beyonce came to rehearsal, and we start tearing her ass apart, talking about Jay-Z. All that, and that's when the girl failed, Michelle failed. So we was killing them bitches. So they begged, what's her name, Kelly, to be on it because Beyonce left. She left Kelly there, and Nick begged her. Then they brought this whole big ass meeting and said, "All right, nobody could talk about Kelly," and everybody was looking at me in my face. Nobody could say nothing about Kelly.
When we go off air, you gonna have to tell them about. When Jay-Z was there.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely tell you that.
Yeah.
So let me finish the story real fast. So they didn't want me to say nothing about Kelly because we was just Miss Beyonce. She just died. She ain't died, but she
y'all
left.
Killed her.
She left. We killed her.
Right.
So as soon as I got a chance to get the mic, I said to her, we was playing this spitting game where you put the shit in your mouth and then you spit it out. But anyway, so I went back behind Nick and I was like, "Hey, that's Kelly Rowland. She fine as hell. I would fuck with her, but I only like lead singers." Man.
Oh, shit.
Dog, she got up and chased me. Her booty. Oh, never mind. But I picked her up, made a mistake, touched her on. I didn't make a mistake. I touched her. I was trying to slam the fire.
Accidentally
bitch.
On purpose, guys.
Right. AOP.
Yeah, I gave her. I seen her some. I seen her at the airport, and I gave her some roses, and she took them and hit me with the roses. Damn. For real, she hated me because you know how like before every episode comes out or the season comes out, they would show like different clips, and yeah. they kept showing that clip Ooh. Of me telling her she's not a lead singer, Ooh. So she had to push her album back. Oh. So. Here's the moral story of this. Spanky Hayes will make you push your album back, bitch. Fuck with Faux Pop.
Spanky Hayes is a bad motherfucker.
And I got a tattoo of that, too. Faux Pop, baby.
Faux Pop.
The fat Tupac. Just in case you ain't know what that means.
Two plus Tupac.
Spanky Hayes is a bad motherfucker, man.
I show you right.
Why don't you go ahead and throw your social media out there for the people and anything you got coming up, man.
All right, man. Well, I got Crank 3. That's supposed to start in late May. That's another reason why I'm losing weight. I forgot to say
that. Jason Statham?
Yeah.
Got a fucking big role now.
And if God blesses me with this role of Run, they're doing a Run DMC story.
I can see that.
Run picked me to play him.
I can see that.
So that's an honor. And, you know, I just got to lose about 30 pounds because they was kind of skinny when they was young. You know, and Nick Cannon, I just did a movie with Nick Cannon called She-Ball. And it's about a girl league, girl basketball league.
Please tell me Nick doesn't.
He's in it. He's in it but a lot. But Chris Brown is in it.
He doesn't wear it. He's not. It's not Joanna, man.
No.
It's Nick. I had to ask. It's Nick.
Well, you know, Nick is known for some fuckery. But you're my friend. Please don't stop the checks. But, you know, Nick Cannon is a brilliant guy, man. He's a good guy. He's a lovable guy. One time before, I know we got to go, but one time I was so fucked up, broke, and I waited. I ambushed him at the office, and I asked him for some rent money. I said, man, I didn't pay my rent, man. I'm about to get kicked out. Can you give me some rent money? And his only reply was, why didn't you pay your rent? And I'm like, it takes money to pay rent? Damn, you so fucking rich, you don't even know it takes money? The fuck? And he gave me like $5,000 on his birthday. It was his birthday. And the only reason I knew that, I'm driving in the car leaving him, and they say on the radio, happy birthday, Nick Cannon. And I go back around and say, damn, dog. You want two of these thousand back?
I mean, I honestly think that whole thing, like when Mariah kind of like took his like star down, I'm like, this dude is like a genius when it comes to.
He is like own parts of Nickelodeon. Yes.
He owns Team Nick.
He was
for
direct,
like 12 years.
He was directing and producing all that at like 14.
And didn't he own part of Showtime Boxing or something like that too?
I think he invested in it. Yeah. He had a couple boxers in it.
Yep.
Nick Cannon is the type of guy that will buy a whole bunch of toys. And once another toy come out, he just put them old toys on the shelf. Somewhere.
My girl had the incredible headphones.
There you go.
Motherfuckers broke, man. But I mean.
Hey, they were good for 3 days.
Literally.
There you go.
All right, go ahead, throw your social media out there for the people, man.
My social media is Spanky Hayes, SpankyHayes. Follow me, man, but don't be commenting, man. I'll be blocking niggas, man. And if you a bitch that I fucked already, don't follow me, because you're going to see me fucking with other bitches, and that's going to make you mad, and you're going to say something stupid. All right, I'm done.
All right.
Shout out to Lil G. What up, Lil G?
Hey.
All right, let's go ahead and throw our social media out there and get up out of here.
Fuck at Tony Thunder on Twitter. I'm Tony Thunder everywhere except Instagram. It's Tony _ Thunder, and I'm the Tony Thunder on Twitter. I'm Tony Thunder everywhere else, man. Get the fuck. Fuck.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit NOKOUT. Follow our page on Facebook, Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast, and check out KO3CPod.com.
Yes, sir.
Most salt cow said awesome. Hey. Come on, Peppa Cow.
I was just letting Spanky go, bro. This is Kyle Campbell. You can find me at Kyle J. Campbell on Facebook, at Team Chaos on Instagram and Twitter. Send me a friend request. If you're ugly, you won't get a follow. But shout out to Kev. Kev couldn't be here.
Hey, shout out to Roman Reigns.
Shout out to Amber.
Shout out to the Miz.
Live right here. What up, Amber? Redhead Amber. I love redheads. All redheads. I want to have sex with all
longest
the
longest reigning intercontinental
women.
Champion.
That's not true.
And I'm Devin. You can hit me up on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. Hit me up on Instagram at AllSteakNoSizzle. Get that car off South. Get you a car at SouthfieldQualityCars.com. When you go on there, use the reference code 19.
19309.
What's that code, producer Ready?
1939.
He's not doing
it. He's like, one, like, I'm not with the fucking.
It is 1939.
09.
Hey, hook me up with the car guy, man. Maybe I can do a commercial for him. He'd give me a car or something.
Or take something off my car that I'm going to get Saturday.
Or I'll just give you a whole
Saturday.
Bunch of these flyers you can get a free car from me.
There you go.
All that being
said. What's your follows, man? How they get in contact with you? How they follow you on social media? You said already?
Yeah, I said
already. Okay. All right.
You got to listen for the number.
I was listening for Roman Reigns.
Hey, check out the Reality News Era page on Facebook.
Shot, Kip.
Hey, like, follow the pages on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check out the new website, KO3CPod.com.
Oh, yeah. And be on the lookout for TXC MMA. It was supposed to be March 31st. We'll be doing that. April 14th, we'll be live in the building for the fights. And we have Marco Smallman and Muneeb coming on March 27th.
This Saturday, NOW, Toledo, Ohio. Shout out to Roman Reigns. One more time to piss them off.
With all that said, thank you all for
listening. NOW, this motherfucking Saturday.
Awesome.
With all that being said, thank you all for listening. And
fuck your couch, nigga. Ah! I'm gonna get my couch.